Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I dip everyone, mind, house, children, their family, and everything in the blood of Jesus. I have right now in the blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit, as I pray these prayers, make everyone in their location still to the enemy's satanic system. Let the camp experience effect of these prayers only, but not only my position to attack. I overcome every satanic attack today by the blood of Jesus. I put all my sins and everyone's sins right now on the blood of Jesus. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm your host, Prophetess Rosalyn Jennings. If you would like to get in contact with me, 101 in the healing or healing, or if you'd like to know, need deliverance. Also, if you'd like me to come and minister, or just need to, if you want to just be a blessing to the ministry, or just contact me and say, you know, I just want to thank God for you, and I want to bless the ministry with anything I can you could do. Contact me at RosalynJennings@yahoo.com. That's RosalynJennings, Jennings, JeNNings@yahoo.com. Once again, RosalynJennings@yahoo.com. Today is a very important topic because hell is real. And I don't want to see anyone go to hell. And I don't want to go to hell for anyone. Amen. So because I don't have much time, I'm on both. I'm on Blog Talk. I'm on TalkShoe, and I really like to be focused, especially on Blog Talk, because I don't have much time on Blog Talk. But I want everybody to get a pen and paper and a Bible out, and please text people, share this information, because whoever listens to this teaching, we're all accountable to let people know about Jesus, about their salvation, okay, about hell, about living holiness, you know, holiness and right. And we don't want the blood on our hands, because we didn't give anyone an opportunity to repent, to forgive, and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord. And let's go ahead and do the forgiveness exercise. I want to welcome all my first-time callers. those in the chat room, those who call in, God bless you. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Please, once this show is finished, give it 10 minutes and go back to TalkShoe. And when it says search, type in 56020. And also you go to Blog Talk and type in Power Forgiveness Show. And you can always go back and listen. And please share this show. Share any of the teachings, because so many people need to be healed and delivered through the power of forgiveness. And also, so many people need to know that hell is real. So let's stay focused for the time on Block Talk. Let's all get our pen and paper and our Bibles out. Amen. And let me explain what the forgiveness exercise is. Well, first, I want everybody to know that forgiveness is a three-part. Number one, forgiving yourself. You go to Philippians 3, chapter 3, and read 13 and 14. Forgiving others. You can read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31, 32, which you know that's my the power of forgiveness scripture. And there's other scriptures. You can go online, Google forgiveness. So many scriptures out there that it's up to you to learn for yourself as well, dealing with forgiveness. And another scripture talking about, remember, forgiving yourself, forgiving others. And also, we all have to take accountability how we treat people. So another scripture in the book of Matthew, it says we all have to go and repent to God and apologize to people, you know, what we have said and done. And so first thing we want to say, Holy Spirit, we need you. And we ask you to be on the show and be in our life. As we decrease, you increase. Holy Spirit, reveal to us who we need to forgive and also who we need to go back and apologize to. So the first person I always tell everyone is to put your name. We all need to forgive ourselves. Amen. So once you put your name and put your name and then write down everyone who you need to forgive, and then turn the piece of paper around and type in, write down everyone who you need to go back and apologize to. You know, let go of pride. You know, pride is a form of hindrance people from getting a breakthrough. And, you know, a lot of people cannot forgive because they have pride. Everybody's a problem but them. So once you do that, you stand up, you lift up the piece of paper, you look up to the hills, to Psalms 121, God is everyone help, not just Rosalind. We all have to trust and believe in God. Amen. Yes, he works through people. Amen. But God is our help. Amen. So you say, Father, I confess that in the past I have held unforgiveness, sometimes bitterness and resentment in my heart against certain people who have hurt or disappointed me. I now recognize this as a sin, confess it as a sin, for you have said in your word that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just forgive us our sins to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. That's 1 John 1:9. I do now forgive the following people I can remember who have hurt or disappointed me. And he said, I now freely forgive all these people and ask you to deliver them and bless them if they are living. Also forgive myself. I also forgive myself for all my many faults and failures, for you have freely forgiven me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for freedom from the load of unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So once you're repentant, you repent, you know, from any unforgiveness, pride, resentment, bitterness, and you renounce that, and you take accountability as far as going back, getting it right with other people, you rip up that piece of paper, and you throw it in garbage. Amen. Because it says you are free, amen, from the load of unforgiveness, bitterness, and resentment. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's go straight to the scriptures, because hell is real, people. And I want to give you some scriptures. We're going to go through some scriptures, and we'll talk about hell. We'll talk about salvation. We'll talk about holiness and righteousness. We have to live right, holiness, you know, and righteousness. And the first scripture I want to read dealing with hell let me give it to you first, and then I'm going to go ahead and read it. The first one is Matthew chapter 10, 28. The second one is Matthew 25, 46. Matthew chapter 13. Let me make sure I have the right verse. Let me go online and correct myself. In the meantime, you can find the scripture. Let me see. So they have Matthew verse chapter 13, verse 50. Let me make sure that's the correct one. So I always want to give out the correct information. Okay, yes. Matthew 13, verse 50. I am reading from the New International Version. And the last one, dealing with hell, is Mark chapter 9, verse 43. And also we're going to talk about holiness. You're going to read Luke chapter 1, verse 75. And, of course, salvation, amen, because I want to give everybody an opportunity today to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. And most people know when you're dealing with the salvation scripture, most people know Romans chapter 10, verse 8 and 9, amen. And so, just keep that in mind, amen, and it's so important. But let's talk about hell, because hell is real. You know, sometimes we as people of God and as ministers or, people of God, if you accept as the Lord and Savior, it's our responsibility to let everyone that we know, whether it's family, friends, whoever, come in our path, we not only have to live, live and treat people right and walk the walk of the talk, yes, but we need to always give people an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ. And a lot of times it's best to share your testimony because sometimes people, the only Bible people have is your life, and your testimony. And also you can always go online and type up a salvation prayer, post it on your Facebook, your Twitter, on your website, send out e-blast. It's always something you can do to give people an opportunity to accept Jesus or rededicate their life back to Christ. I want to talk about that. So if you are a believer, the blood is on your hands. We should care more about people's salvation at their time. Salvation is very important. Yes, healing is important. Deliverance is important. Living holiness, living right. Yes, but people's salvation is very, all is very important. But right now I want to talk about your salvation because I don't want to see no one go to hell. Hell is real. Amen. Also, I want to talk to people who need to repent to God. Some people does not want to accept Christ because they use excuse on based on, well, my family or this pastor is saved and look how he is. First of all, stop being critical and judgmental. Let God deal with these people. If somebody you know ain't living right, let God deal with them. Pray, ask God to, deliver them and save them for real. But don't base your salvation on other people. Once you accept Christ, you're going to have a relationship with the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost yourself. Amen. So do not base your relationship, your salvation, based on other people. And don't use that as an excuse. Because believe in you and me, listen to me carefully, because the blood is not going to be on Robin's hand. No, it's not. Nobody's going to ever lie on me, and nobody's going to lie when it's to my voice. When judgment day comes, when we all of us have to stand before God, and he wants to know, why we haven't accepted him and why we haven't lived our life for him, you cannot say, well, Brother X, Sister X, Pastor Susie, Pastor Tony, I'm using an example, Pastor X, because people like to say, never use somebody as an excuse why you didn't repent, you didn't forgive, why you didn't accept Jesus Christ, why you didn't accept, the Bible says, work out your own salvation. I'm going to get that scripture. Do not base your salvation on other people. Amen. So we all have to stand for God for ourselves. So stop making those excuses. Because when you get before God, you're going straight to hell. There's no excuse Why nobody does not know about salvation and want to get close to Jesus, well, now is no excuse, because you come with God with an excuse, you're still going to hell. Salvation individually, you and I daily have to walk this walk and follow the on the cross as well. So stop making excuses why we are out there, why we don't want to accept Jesus, or why we don't want to rededicate our life back to Christ because of anger, because of resentment, because of unforgiveness, or because of somebody that mistreats you. You know, if you need an area, if you've been hurt, been abused, whatever it is, that's why I'm here. Please, there's no excuse for you to walk around with all that baggage and hurt and disappointment and angry, because, you know, because when judgment day, if you die today, do you know where you're going? If you're walking around with all that, you need to today make up your mind, stand on forgiveness, and contact me and get right with Jesus and get a relationship with Jesus. Because at the end of the day, you have to have a relationship with Jesus. Nobody can do that for you but yourself. Amen. So, you know, and we have to live holiness. Holiness, like my first Lisa would say, holiness or hell. If you're struggling areas, then you need deliverance. There's nothing wrong. I'm going for deliverance myself. If you're struggling with certain areas, contact me. If I can't help you, I was referring somewhere. You fast, you pray, you ask God. There's a prayer you can get, books. It's a self-deliverance book. You can pray yourself and ask, call the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and pray that prayer. Ask God to deliver you. Whatever you struggling in, doesn't matter what it is, God can deliver you. So the part of salvation is deliverance is yours, healing is yours, but salvation is the key. Because if not, you will go to hell. Amen. Hell is real, people. It doesn't matter how much hell you've been through on this earth. There's a real hell. There's a real hell. And no one does not have to go if they don't want to go. Now, if you want to go, hey, by all means, go. But you cannot say that Sister Robin or others, and I'm going to speak for myself. I don't know who else cares about your salvation or you as a person, but I know me, Sister Robin Jenner, care about you, but God cares about you, and I care about your salvation, and I care about you. So you can never say, nobody care about me, nobody care about time out for having that pity party, time out for using that as an excuse, because if you want to live the way you want to live, hey, that's on you. But what I want you to know, hell is real. Go ahead with your bad self. Hell is real. So we stand before God. If you man enough, woman enough, go ahead with your bad enough. Be woman enough and man enough to go to hell. Because hell is real. Hell is real, people. Hell is real. So if you don't want to live right, you don't want to accept Jesus, you don't want to get deliverance, you don't want to get healing, you don't want to repent for your sins and get on the board with Jesus, go ahead with your bad self, straight to hell. But you can never say Sister Robin did not reach out to you to give you an opportunity to change so you won't have to go to hell. Nobody deserves to go to hell because hell is real, baby. Hell is real. So let's get to the scriptures on dealing with hell. Okay, we're going to read... Let's go. I'm going to read Matthew 13:50, and I'm reading from the New International Version. And it says, and throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It talks about hell. Okay, let's go to Matthew 10:28. Jesus scripture talking about hell. Because hell is real, people. Hell is real. Okay, Matthew 10:28, it says, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body. What? In hell. This is Matthew 10:28. Read it for yourself. The next one I'm going to read, it is Matthew 25:46. Matthew 25:46. It says, then they will go away to eternal punishment. That means hell, people. Then they will go to eternal punishment. But the righteous, meaning people who accept Jesus Christ, who repented, who forgive, who daily ask God to help them to live a righteous and holy life, is but the righteous to eternal life means heaven. Eternal life means heaven, okay? So 25 verse 4 and 6, it talks about hell and it talks about heaven. And then they will go away to what? Eternal punishment. That means hell. But the righteous to eternal life means what? Heaven. Okay, let's go to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9, 43. Mark 9:43. People fell in Israel. Don't take it. It doesn't matter, I understand. If you're going through hell and earth, contact with me. You definitely may need some deliverance. Something's going on there. Because God didn't bring you on this earth to go through all that hell. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we need deliverance and healing. Something ain't right in our life. But there's an eternal hell, people. And I've given you scriptures to back it up so you can read for yourself. Hell is real. And I don't want to see you go there. Once again, I keep saying that. But if you want to go there with your bags up, go. Now, let's go ahead. Mark chapter 9, verse 43. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maim than with two hands to go into what? Hell. You see the word? Hell is real, people. It says, It's better for you to cut your hand than have two hands to go into hell where the fire never goes out. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. It says the fire never goes out. People, are you reading what I'm reading? Mark 9:43. This is real. This is real talk, people. This is a real scripture. So my hell is real, people. Don't get it twisted. Hell is real. Mark 9, verse 43, make it plain and simple. Matthew 13, 50, made it plain and simple. Matthew 25, 46, make it plain and simple. Matthew 10, 28, make it plain and simple. Hell is real, my people. Let's talk about holiness, living right. Let's go to Luke chapter 175. Chapter 175. It says, in holiness and righteousness before him all what our days. So each and one of us have to live what? Holiness and righteousness. If once again, if you are struggling, please contact me at Roslyn Jennings, and I'm here to help anyone who wants God to bring healing, deliverance, and be set free today. It's yours. You don't have to walk around life struggling with any addiction, whatever it is. God, the Father, could set you free today, my sister, my brother. Please, do not make excuses. Do not go to hell because you have so much pride and you were able. You didn't believe that you need deliverance, you need healing, you don't need to repent, you don't need to forgive. We all do, my sister and brother. Don't go to hell because you don't want to live right. Holiness, baby. Or like my brother would say, holiness, huh? Oh, hell, huh? Holiness, huh? Hell, that's my brother Lisa. She preached that on holiness or hell. Amen. So we're going to read one more scripture, and we're going to talk about salvation, and then I'm going to give everybody an opportunity. This is something I'm not here to force anyone, but my job is to make it plain and simple, which I thank God has given me the strength, the grace, and the scriptures to back it up. This is not my word. It's God's word. Read it for yourself. Because I don't want to see, once again, no one to go to hell. So I'm going to read a scripture dealing with salvation. And we're going to pray. If you want it today, do not put it off. Because so tomorrow ain't promised. Let's talk about tomorrow. Today is not promised to none of us. Please, let go of the pride, stubborn, whatever it is. Humble yourself and turn to Jesus. He's the only one, my brother and sister. Whatever you're going through, you want to make sure Jesus is on your side. He's the only one will be here when nobody else. He's better than that drug. He's better than that alcohol. He's better than that woman. He's better than that man. He is better. He's the only one to fill that void. Oh, my God. He's the only one to heal a broken heart. Somebody just got set free. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Take it from me. He's the only one. And he said in his word that he would never leave you or forsake you. That's assurance, that's confidence that God has you and me in spite of what we go through, in spite of to forgive yourself and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today. Because hell is real. I'm going to read a scripture dealing with salvation, and I'm going to take it to the salvation prayer. Amen. And please contact me, RosalynnJennings@yahoo.com. I want to hear feedback. And please give let somebody hear this teaching. Somebody needs to hear this teaching today. Amen? Let somebody hear this teaching. They need to know that hell is
muted.
People need to know hell is real. Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead. Let me just go ahead and read the salvation prayer and give everybody. Right now, I want to give everybody a voice, an opportunity, the best invitation.
You're unmuted.
That you will get in life is the prayer of salvation. That's the best invitation. The prayer of salvation. Amen. Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 31. Somebody else said you could give them Luke 16. Thank you. And everybody else in the chat room online, God bless you. Thank you for giving me that scripture as well. Thank you. But let's go ahead. I want to give everybody an opportunity to rededicate their life back to Christ. If you have backslid, you once have known Jesus, and you know, hey, things happen, but you know what? That's the past. It's a new day, new beginning to get it right with you and Jesus. Amen. And also, if this is the first time you want to accept Jesus Christ, you say, Sister Rosalynn, I read those scriptures. It sounds real. I don't want to go to hell. I want to have a relationship with Jesus. We welcome you today to repent, to forgive, to accept Jesus Christ, and please contact the Powerful Givers Ministry. We care about your salvation. We care about you as a person. Please contact me, and I pray that I just cover you in the blood of Jesus, that no weapon formed against you, and I just pray, I just speak salvation, not only for you, for your loved ones, for everyone you connect with. I speak divine protection. I speak health and strength. I command the angels to watch over you, and I declare Psalm 91. That's for protection and God's protection and God's covering over you, your life right now, in Jesus' name. But please contact me at RosalynnJennings@yahoo.com. That's RosalynnY, and for Nancy Jennings, JNNINGS@yahoo.com. Yahoo.com. Okay, we're gonna accept Jesus. I'm giving everyone opportunity. We're doing an altar call. I'm giving everyone an opportunity to rededicate their life to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord. It's very simple. It says, I come to you, Lord Jesus, as my deliverer. You know all my problems, all things that drive, torment, defile, harass me. I now loose myself from every dark spirit, from every evil influence, from all satanic bondage, and from every spirit in me, which is not the spirit of God. I command all such spirit to leave me now in Jesus' name. I confess that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Therefore, Satan has no more place in me, no more power over me, because of the blood of Jesus. saying in the name of Jesus, I put you and all your legions on notice that I'm attacking you from the position in Christ's right hand of the Heavenly Father in the third heaven, this place of me high above all principalities. In Jesus' mighty name, I ask the Heavenly Father for legions of angels, of the holy angels, to bind all satanic forces here in the air overhead, that it will not be able to interfere in any way with God's people being delivered. Father, I command in Jesus' name that they're free. They are free from demonic spirits, and their place is secure with Jesus. I take authority from the third heaven, and I cancel the assignment. So, like I said, all you have to say, Jesus, I repent for my sin coming to my heart. I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior. Amen, amen. The angels are rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. Brother Michael and everybody in the chat room, everyone online and rejoicing. We thank God for each and one of you who rededicate your life, who the first time it takes boldness, it takes humble humility to know that you cannot do it on your own. You need Jesus. You need the Father to be with you as well. And so we just thank God for each and one of you. Accept the salvation. Please contact me here at RoslynJennings@yahoo.com. R-O-S-A-L-Y-N Jennings@yahoo.com. God bless each one of you. I want to thank God for each and one of you who came on today. Please, in the next 10 minutes, go on TalkShoe, look on search, and type in 56020 pound. That's my ID number. Or you go to Blog Talk and you type Google Power of Forgiveness. And I'm going to finish the song out, the sinner's prayer. I love this song. The same song I played beginning. It's called The Sinner's Prayer by Dietrich Hannon. Because we all can relate to this song. The powerful, go on YouTube, type in the sinner's prayer. It's a song you can listen to. And I just thank God. I'm so rejoicing that you make the right decision. Because like I said, I don't want to see no one going to hell. And I just thank God for you. You are important to God, and you are somebody, and you have a purpose and a destiny. And don't let the past stop you from doing what God has called you to do. Walk in forgiveness and walk in love. God bless you.
Sinner's prayer. Sinner's prayer.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.